You're listening to Morning Edition on WHYY at 7:44. I'm Jennifer Lynn. For many people, the pandemic has meant less work. Millions of jobs were lost. Some people dropped out of the workforce to take care of their families. Others retired for COVID safety reasons. Anecdotally, there's another group that has leaned into new work opportunities, high school students. For WHYY, Emily Rizzo reports some teens are working the cash register while streaming virtual classes.
For 18-year-old Isla Johnson, the pandemic school year has meant one big change, work and lots of it.
I don't even know what I do on a daily basis now. All this in my head is just work, 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 work.
She's a senior at Paul Robeson High School in West Philadelphia and works in a restaurant from open to close 6 days a week. This became a necessity for her family when her dad lost work early in the pandemic, and it just became easier with school being virtual.
We had to support our family back home and at the same time paying rent for a one-bedroom, having to keep our phone bill on. So I couldn't just leave everything on him, so I had to do some things.
Isla and her dad are undocumented. They came from Liberia and support more than a dozen other siblings who remain in West Africa. Due to the sensitive nature of her status, we agreed to change her name at her request to protect her identity. Isla's restaurant gig is under the table, and she makes about $4 an hour. When she first got the job, her schedule overlapped with school, and she'd zoom in through her phone.
And have my headphones in, and then they're asking questions. I have to run back to my phone and unmute myself and answer, and then go back to my job. It was like back and forth.
Isla washes dishes, takes orders, cooks food. There's really no time for schoolwork until after they close up at 10 p.m.
Everything is just on me. Sometimes I just want to put my head in a pillow and just shout.
Isla's work is paying off. She's graduating as an honor student and going to the Community College of Philadelphia on scholarship in the fall. Robeson Principal Richard Gordon has seen a surge in students like Isla this year, teens picking up extra hours at work because their families are in survival mode. Students at the school are mostly Black and low income.
We have 1,000 Einsteins. They're out here in our minority communities. Unfortunately, they're not able to make the necessary sacrifices in order to be those individuals and fulfill those destinies because they have to figure out, how am I going to get by today?
Gordon ties it all to larger questions of school equity. At Robeson, much of the building is run down and nowhere near the shape of most suburban schools. He says that sends a message.
So if it's not important to you, it's not important to me, so I might as well just go to work.
There's also larger labor trends at play here. Nationally, teen unemployment rates are declining faster than adults. Stephen Joyce, an economist at Drexel University, ties this into a nationwide reckoning around wages.
And what might be happening is that these wages look much more attractive to young people than they may to an older worker who now feels, after taking time off with COVID, that perhaps they could get a job that paid better.
That rings true to 18-year-old Ashanti Ortiz. The Kensington Health Science Academy senior got her first job this year at a retail store in Center City. First part-time, but her bosses keep asking for more. She often works 6 days a week now and misses most of her classes. When she gets home at night, it's time for schoolwork.
My body hurts just completely. I'm on my feet for like 13 hours a day.
Sometimes I'll be too tired to like I can't even keep my eyes open because, I'm up early.
Ashanti tries to teach herself what her peers learn in class. She asks her teachers questions and keeps up with assignments. And she has been able to stay an A student. But she does have regrets. Her advice to other students is, enjoy while you can. A lesson she learned this year by needing to work through big rituals like prom.
Yeah, it's something that I will never be able to do again. But, stuff happens for a reason. Yeah, so hopefully, I'll have fun later on in life.
Emily Rizzo for WHYY News.